This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Big Bear Mark.
This is Luke the Wonder Cub.
And this is a podcast for Brekkie Bears
on Joy 94.9.
On the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9 with Luke, Mark and Michelle Shepherd joining us this morning as well. Very special guest for a very special reason, Mark.
Well, yes. Is it Thursday night, Michelle?
It is Thursday night. Yes.
In the lovely city of Sydney, there's... is it the first ever, I believe?
It's the first ever. This is actually ran by the same group who do it for the...
UK.
For the UK. And it's considered the UK's... their version of the Gay Oscars.
Yeah, and it is the Australian LGBTI Awards for 2017.
Yes.
And Michelle, I have to say, this is really exciting. You have been nominated for LGBTI Presenter Broadcaster of the Year.
Yes.
Which is amazing.
That is huge. Congratulations on the nomination.
You.
That's amazing.
Thank you. I was completely beside myself with that. And in the past year, there's been a lot of nominations and things that have come through, like winning the Globe Award for the ANZ Better Business for my company, yeah. LGBTI Jobs. And then I was in the top 40 list of influential lesbians in Australia, right there with like Magna Szymanski and Penny Wong and all them. And I'm going, I can be on that list.
Wow.
And then this came along and I was like, I was completely floored. So
now I have to say you are up against some stiff competition.
Yes, I am.
Now, just to let you know who else is in the category, you've got Faustina. Is that how you
pronounce it? Faustina?
Faustina.
It's Fozzie, right?
Fozzie. Is it Fozzie?
It's Fozzie.
Fozzie.
Yeah, yeah.
From she used to be on Video Hits,
yes.
And people play stuff like that. And of course, old Joy favorite, Ginny, mm-hmm. who used to do Ginny and I, Adam Rise Up in the mornings.
Yes.
So she's been doing stuff from New York at the moment, and she's
yes,
got
she
this
has.
Great podcast that she's doing. So you're up against her as well. Jason Shipton, who is an out... he's a radio presenter from McKay, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, from Queensland. Yourself, then there's Mark Trevaux, who is Bob Down, if
yes.
no one knew.
Right.
And Blair Martin, who is the host of... 4ZZZ, which is Brisbane's community station. There, he's the queer program up there. And Andrew Guy, who is a transgender male host for Channel 10, and he's been on The Project and a few other places.
Yeah. And so to be a trans woman in this particular position in Australia is an amazing honor. I think that as a trans person, we don't have a lot of... positive role models within the community, especially in Australia. There's very few. And to be in my position, and as I was saying this morning, I came in and say it's been 15 years since I've been in Australia.
Yeah, as of today.
As of today.
Congratulations.
And yeah. So it's a great coming together.
Yeah.
And everything, so.
And look, I have seen you, I met you quite a few. Oh, God, it must be...
When I first came out.
When you very first came out,
yeah.
I was working volunteer for Bent TV, and so were you at the time.
Yes.
And that's when we met, and I've just seen you going from strength to strength to strength, and I can't believe what you've done. You just... Because, I mean, you've been on SBS Insight, you've been a real advocate for trans advocacy
yes.
in Australia. What's it felt like just to have that rise and to... be a voice for your community?
It's been amazing. I've really tried to focus differently than a lot of other people have. I've really tried to take a bit of a step back and listen. And these are things I feel that we don't do very well within the trans wider community. And I really have, in that time, connected with women who are survivors of breast cancer. I've been connecting with different companies, parents of trans kids. I've been, you know, labeled a role model, an advocate. And I not only just came in, like my first time here at Joy was, I came in as a guest to talk about my story because it was
yeah.
so different. And next thing you know, I had the program director, can you come back? Can you stay? And I was like, okay. And next thing you know, I didn't just jump in. I like dove in head first. And
you did.
And I had people just grab me left and right. So it has been an amazing whirlwind. I'm hoping to kind of have a little bit of downtime after Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
But there's just so much going on and happening with more companies we're bringing on board and talking to with LGBTI jobs, more groups I'm talking to publicly on different events. It's just... now being asked to MC a multicultural event, it's amazing, but again, still so much more work to do.
Not too hot, not too cold. Serving breakfast radio that's just right. Mark and Luke are the Brekkie Bears. Joy 94.9.
So we've been talking about the Australian LGBTI Awards 2017, which Michelle, of course, it's nominated.
So exciting!
But yes. Michelle, it's going to be a... Where is it being held?
So it's actually being held in the Sydney Opera House.
Oh my God. So what are you going to wear?
I'll show you my dress afterward. Okay, it's black, it's beautiful.
Important like, crusted, things, boys.
Very much so, yes.
That is a question we would not have asked.
I know.
That's true, yeah.
So I've got a place booked at the... I was going to say, should I say where I'm staying?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Are you expecting crazy fans outside?
No, we're actually staying at the Four Seasons. So I'm going up Thursday morning. I'm getting my hair done. I'm doing the whole, like, all the extra little bits and bobs. And like I was saying, you know, to be a trans woman in this position, to go on stage, especially in media as being nominated for Broadcaster Presenter of the Year.
Amazing.
Especially in a time when, like, you know, this massive shift where, like, Donald Trump's administration is, you know, revoking protections, you know, allowing transgender students and everyone to use bathrooms and things.
It's ridiculous.
It's just, we need this. Yeah. And this more. And, you know, safe schools being attacked, parents of kids and who are trans, whatever, need an identity, a representation. And
yeah.
I'm at a point where I'm just happy to step up and do it because I just don't take shit from people.
Have you got your speech ready in case you win?
I have an idea. But for me, it's... I think for me, the most important people to thank would be my girls.
Yeah.
They have been my light. They've been my rock. They've been sort of my inspiration because I want my girls to look at me and say, you know what? My daddy, she did the hardest thing possible in society. And if she can do that, then I can do anything. And so I thought this is why I do it, you know, because I want them to look up to me and say, yep, I can do it. She did it. I can do it.
Is it going to be televised?
Yes, on SBS and MTV, from what I understand.
You're so going to cry.
I am. I'm going to completely cry.
Then we're going to cry watching you.
I feel tearful even thinking about it. I'm like, I so hope you win.
But I'll be yelling at the TV. I was like, I know I will. I was like,
But again, it's been 3 years in transition. And what the leaps and bounds of things that I've achieved in 3 years, there's so much more to go. But to go from... being this sort of lost person who couldn't find work and I was unemployed and a cupboard nearly empty and I was ready to lose where I was living. I had a moment one afternoon where I stood with a knife in my kitchen, had it making a decision. And I said, no, I said, I can't do this. Mm-hmm. I said, I'm stronger than this. And here I've gone and I've lifted up and now I'm going to be on, you know, at this event doing this and I'm more mentally, physically, spiritually switched on than I've ever been in my life. So
I remember when you first came to Joy and it's such a joy to kind of to see your journey throughout those years. It's just
thank you.
So exciting. Well, fingers crossed. And I hope you're going to do Sydney in style, like champagne and limos treat it like the Oscars.
The after party afterward. And then I'm marching with ANZ in the Mardi Gras parade as well.
Brilliant.
So keep your eye on that. There's an amazing dance routine we have. And I love the message of hold tight that we have. I don't know if you've seen that ad go through.
Yeah.
Yes. So amazing. Good.
So, it's just... This is going to be a crazy weekend. So Sunday comes when I get home and I'm going to be like licking my wounds.
No, it'll be amazing. For those of you who haven't seen Hold Tight, it's basically couples of all shapes, sizes, holding hands and not being scared when anyone's kind of looking at you and discriminating. It's like, no, keep holding hands because that's how we're going to change things.
Right. And I think it applies in so many ways. Even to some, I made a post in a private trans forum as well, saying some as well, you know, look, the first year of transition is literally going through hell. It's a trial. You are tearing yourself apart and putting yourself back together. And you need to hold tight personally within yourself because you will get through it.
Amazing.
Well, Michelle, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And we wish you all the luck and all the love in the world from all of us here at Joy.
And give us a shout out if you win.
I am going to. If I win, I'm going to say the Joy FM and all this. I'll definitely, that'll be
you
me.
You better say Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9,
FM are the Christians in America.
That's actually from my hometown.
Oh, no way.
It's all connected. That's it's fantastic.
All
connected.
All the best, Michelle.
Thank you.
This has been a podcast for the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
If you like our podcast, why not rate us on iTunes and Stitcher? Woof grr.
Woof grr.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.